And you're welcome back to the programme. I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Slieneagh Careers. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much indeed for joining us. And my apologies for coming to you somewhat later than usual. An email from MM this evening. Dear Sabina, I've been unemployed for some time now and I'm getting really disheartened with my job search. I've sent out hundreds of CVs and still nothing. Where am I going wrong?
Okay. Right. I suppose, now, it's never fun to be unemployed for a period of time, and I can appreciate, I suppose, the frustration that MM is feeling in relation to their job search. I suppose the red flag there for me is the hundreds of CVs. This is something, I suppose, that a lot of people will say, particularly the longer they are unemployed, they start to send out volume rather than quality. You know, so they could be sending out a generic CV to 10 different businesses, and it's really not speaking to any one company at all. In fact, you know, it's so generic it's not speaking to any of them. So probably from MM's point of view, the first thing they need to do is stop. Stop for a second and take a look at what they've been doing heretofore and start to look at how they might change what they're doing and maybe have a review in terms of the quality versus the quantity issue.
Very good. Now, if they come to the conclusion, or if they work with somebody like yourself and mm-hmm. it's obviously that it's not the quality but rather the quantity, what do they do then? Or what would you advise them to do?
I suppose the first thing I would advise them to do, because MN in this case says that he's been unemployed for some time, he probably or she probably, I feel, would need to sit down and remind themselves of their skills, of what they're good at, because it's obviously been a while since they've heard it or anyone has acknowledged them for their talents and their abilities and maybe achievements and experience. So even with a blank page, I would sit down and go back over their job history and start writing down all of the achievements that they did. Maybe they were involved in a particularly good event management or achieving a sales target or whatever it was. And it doesn't matter either how far they need to go back. It's just that they need to remind themselves and give themselves back a little bit of confidence here as well. And also to start reminding themselves of what they're good at and what they can offer a potential employer, because that is only, it's only then that you can start to really look at the jobs that are out there, and they're definitely loosening up, you know, so there is, you know, there's definitely some optimism there, and start to strategically look at, well, say if they're looking at 10 jobs on jobs.ie in the Mayo area, the Castlebar area, to really pick the 3 or 4 out of those jobs where they can really offer something meaningful to the employer from their skills and experience in the past, so that instead of just sending that CV that maybe they have, you know, maybe prepared, now they mightn't have reviewed it, but maybe they prepared it about a year or 18 months ago or something, to look at that CV now again and we'll say tailor it to those exact businesses and those exact companies and approach it a bit like a job, in fact, your job search. You know, sit down at your computer. I would be so far as to say, you know, not on the couch, over at the table, if you're lucky you have an office, maybe in the house, but, you know, to approach it in a very structured way and look at it and say, okay, I'm now going to go for, I don't know, a production operative at Baxter or something, and I'm going to start now looking at my CV and see how does it speak to that company and to the maybe the ethos of how they work, and look again at my letter, because that's where an awful lot of the letters are quite generic as well, and you're not really saying to them why you're specifically applying to them and what interests you specifically about their company.
Would it be a good idea, Sabina, to actually look back perhaps over their career? Let's say we're talking about somebody in their early to mid-40s perhaps, mm-hmm, who've been in the job market for the last, or in a job for the last 20 years, or perhaps several jobs after coming out of college or whatever, and that perhaps they should reflect on what their own competences and abilities are and their own expertise, and simply confine that then to the type of job which a particular company might be offering or a skill set that a company is looking for. In other words, forget about the 500 or 600 CVs and just concentrate on maybe two or three possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we talked about LinkedIn recently on the show, and, you know, preparing the kind of a profile that fits, you know, that presents you very well with those skills or experiences, you say the competencies type of thing, and focus, you know, focusing the search, because, you know, I'd much rather see a person send out 10 really good CVs than 100. You know, I just would, because I think, you know, it'll take the same work, to be honest with you, but at least in this way, you are you're packaging yourself and aligning yourself a lot more closely. And as you say, you know, sitting down and going back over those 20 years is really important, because sometimes we forget what we're good at, and we, you know, and particularly when we've been unemployed for a while, it starts to fade. It really does. And, you know, there is a genuine confidence issue. And we have people in those circumstances coming into our offices and saying, no, all the time. And while we do work on their CVs, a lot of it can be a confidence building exercise as well, as much as anything else. And you can see the person sometimes even growing in stature as you work through stuff, and they begin to remind themselves and say, yeah, actually that was a very good project. Yeah, that was really challenging. Or, do you know what? I didn't crumble under pressure that time. I actually really liked it, or whatever it is.
Very good. We must leave it there. Sabina Trench from Shalinua Careers, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. My apologies for coming to you quite late in the day and cutting the interview short. But we shall talk again, Lacuna Day, next Wednesday evening, usual time, in or about 25 to 6.